Friends, yesterday we received a bold command from Jesus to love one another with Christ-like love. Today we come face to face with the fact that we can't, that we fall so short, even when we try our best. Today we come face to face with our brokenness, our sinfulness. We have failed you, O God. We have denied you, just like your disciples did long ago. We have hurt those you called us to love. We've even hurt our own selves, our bodies that you gave us as your temple. And we have hurt this good earth that you put us here to tend. Today, friends, we come face to face with the cross. The cross of God's divine will for us and our wanting to go our own way or run away. Yesterday, we received a bold command from Jesus to love one another. Today, we come face to face with the fact that we can't. And so that leaves us totally dependent on grace, totally lost without the crucified Christ before us. Today is good, friends, because in the cross and death of Jesus, we have hope. We have a Christ who hangs on our brokenness, who lifts our sin and death onto himself. We have a God who looks down from that holy cross of brokenness and sin and declares exactly what no one would ever expect from such a place: a triumph. It is finished. Those are the words of a victor. God has finished the sin and the brokenness and the death of this world. God has finished, washed away your shortcomings and denials and wrongful words and hurtful actions. According to this Gospel of John, this is Jesus' finest hour, the hour of his glorification by God. It is finished. In this cross is triumph. In this ugly tree is exactly what no one would ever expect: life. Good Friday is good because on this day, Christ takes the whole sin of the whole world onto himself, lifting it up from us so that we might stand up straight and live anew. And then Christ speaks to his mother and the beloved disciple from the cross and establishes a new relationship of love that crosses familial biological boundaries. Even and especially from the cross, Christ establishes a new law of love where there are no boundaries to that embrace, no limits to that grace. Even death itself cannot hold back this love divine, this love that excels all other loves. In this cross, on this cross, on this day, is the hope of this world. May we glory in the cross of Christ forever. Amen. Thanks be to God. Amen.